Indiana matchup is right here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio. The four recovered Indians versus the Jay County Patriots. Stay tuned. The confrontation is next.
Y'all ready for this?
This special sports coverage on WPGW Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you hear throughout the broadcast and the sports department of WPGW Radio. And now to the gymnasium for all the exciting action.
With what's going on in the world today, you never know what's going on, so we're going to honor these seniors while we get a chance. First thing we're going to do is we're going to honor the two seniors from Jay County High School. Audrey Sweeterman and Grace Saxman. Girls, congratulations from Fort Recovery High School. Our first senior is Paige Fortcamp. Paige is the daughter of Brian and Susie Fortcamp. She has played basketball and volleyball for 4 years and has been a member of the swim team for 3 years. Paige lists the following accomplishments she is most proud of, and that is being a MAC champ last year, All Ohio twice for volleyball, and appearing in 2 relay state finals for swim. She plans on attending St. Francis to continue playing volleyball and major in nursing. Fort Recovery senior Paige Fortcamp with proud mom and dad. Our next senior, Brenna Homan. Brenna is the daughter of Todd and Michelle Homan. She's a 4-year member of the basketball and softball teams. Brenna lists the following as accomplishments she's most proud of: becoming a member of the National Honor Society, taken after her mom, thank God, receiving all MAC honors for softball, being a softball team captain, MVP consecutive years, and breaking the school record in steals, hits, runs, and singles. Brenna will be attending Miami University to major in nursing and will be playing softball for Miami University Hamilton. Ladies and gentlemen, Indian senior Brenna Homan and mom and dad. Our next senior, Allie Vaughn. Allie is the daughter of Jeff and Shelly Vaughn. She is a 4-year member of the basketball and golf teams. Allie lists her being a MAC champ last year and becoming a member of the National Honor Society is what she's most proud of. She was named All-MAC last year and receiving all Northwest Ohio honorable mention as her accomplishments. Allie will be attending Huntington University for special education and continuing her basketball career. Ladies and gentlemen, Allie Vaughn and mom and dad. Our fourth senior, Hope Wendell. Hope is the daughter of Don and Brenda. She's a 4-year member of the basketball and volleyball teams. Hope's accomplishments she lists as being most proud of is becoming a member of the National Honor Society. She plans to continue her education at an undecided college on a pre-physical therapy path with a major in exercise science. Fort Recovery Indian senior Hope Wendell and mom and dad. Our last senior, Kiera Wendell. Ki is the daughter of Scott and Kim Wendell. She's a 4-year member of the basketball, volleyball, and track teams. Ki's accomplishment she's most proud of is being a MAC champ last year and all of her state appearances in track. After high school, Ki plans to attend a 4-year college. Fort Recovery senior Kiera Wendell and her awesome mom and dad. Folks, give this round of seniors a huge round of applause for the dedication to the Fort Recovery school and athletic programs. Thank you, guys.
Senior night here at Fort Recovery here for 2020. Again, the five seniors for the Indians. Brenna Homan, Paige Fortkamp, Kira Wendell, Allie Vaughn, and Hope Wendell.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Time for our varsity pregame show. Again, Jay County on the road, taking on the Fort Recovery Indians here in girls varsity basketball. Coming up, the Indians are 3-1 on the season. Jay County comes in with a record of 5-1. And if you look at the MAC preps rankings that rank all the teams in the country, they have Jay County within the top 200 in the country now. So after their victory over Tri earlier in the week, so the Indians looking to pull off the upset, at least according to those rankings. Again, the Patriots ranked in the top 200 now in the United States. Again, that's helped by the Patriots playing a game against one of the top 20 teams in the country in Indianapolis North Central. So that does help the Patriots rating, but we'll see what happens today. Again, Fort Recovery 3-1 on the season. So far, they have a loss to Arcanum 55-43, and then three straight wins now over Franklin Monroe 64-32, Versailles 60-22, and the game they just barely held on against New Bremen 44-40. Jay County so far this season started against Union City, Indiana, and won that one 62-45. Lost to the aforementioned Indianapolis North Central team 50-26. And then now have rattled off four straight wins. 34-29 over Belmont, 44-20 over Oak Hill, 59-55 over Winchester, and 50-31 over Tri. But this game is always different, always very physical between both teams. And again, Jay County taking on Fort Recovery here this afternoon. Deb Hudson, Justin Angold with you here. Lindsey Green, our studio producer back in Portland. Neil Spencer, producer here at site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Welcome in, listeners, both from WPGW and from FortRecoveryRadio.com. We'll come back, have more in our pregame show from the Fort Site Fieldhouse right after this timeout. And you're listening to high school basketball here on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Rex Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-States corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts.
Are you looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Your Carrier dealer in this area is Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland.
Looking to build that new barn that truly works for today's farmer? A sharp new hobby barn to meet your needs around the family homestead? Perhaps a new man cave or she shed just because you can. Hobbaker's Ace of Burn brings you custom building design along with personalized services that will help you plan and complete your new project. Featuring the unparalleled Mesa siding panel, which can give you a crisper and sharper look than most barns. Give us a call today at 1-800-772-5223.
Back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse, again, Jay County and Fort Recovery about 3 minutes away or so from the announcement of the PA starting lineup. Before we get to there, let's go to Zeb and check out our starting lineups here on the radio.
First for Fort Recovery at guard, a 5'4" senior, number 10, Brenna Homan. At guard, a 5'10 senior number 14, Paige Fortkamp. At guard, a 5'5 senior number 20, Kiera Wendell. At guard, a 5'10 senior number 24, Ellie Vaughn. And at forward, a 5'10 senior number 30, Hope Wendell. For Jay County, at guard, a 5'7 senior number 5, Aubrey Schwederman. At guard, a 5'5 junior number 24, Izzy Rogers. At guard, a 6-foot sophomore number 30, Renna Schwederman. At forward, a 6-foot sophomore number 22, Gabby Bilbrey. And at forward, a 6-foot junior number 34, Madison Dirksen.
Again, Holly Gann, the head coach of Fort Recovery. Their Indians are 3-1. Kirk Comer for Jay County. The Patriots are 5-1. Comer in his 11th season at Jay County, over two stints with the Patriots, 26 years coaching experience overall as a head coach. Holly Gann in her second year with Fort Recovery. And again, they are 3-1, or 17-6 last year for the Indians. Offensively, the Indians 53 points a game, giving up 37 on defense. Jay County 46 on offense, giving up 38 on defense. Last year's game won by Jay County 45-40. The year before here at Fort Recovery won by Jay County 39-34. Before that, in the Indians won it 45-41. And before that, 44-34. So 2-2 in the last four games, all within 7 points. No more than 7 points. So expecting the same type of game here today between the Indians and the Patriots. Just about set for the national anthem. And we'll have our national anthem singer here on the radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, to honor America,
we'll go down to the PA again.
Fort Recovery Junior,
Alyssa Heinrichs performing our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Look at a nice job by Fort Recovery Junior singer there. Again,
good afternoon, ladies and
our national anthem here this afternoon. Patriots and the Indians here momentarily. We'll come back to have the start of the game coming up right after this timeout. You're listening to WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
At this time, we would like to honor
the John Jay Center for Learning is now enrolling students for their industrial maintenance classes. You can enroll as an individual student, or if you operate a business or industry, enroll several of your employees for these industrial maintenance classes. Increase your skills to increase your pay by enrolling today in the industrial maintenance classes at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. To enroll in these classes conducted in a $1 million maintenance lab at the John Jay Center in downtown Portland, call 729-5525. Are you a member of the PACASAC Rewards Program? Pick Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Moore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Moore's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boar's Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boar's Welding.
Back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse, again, Jay County and Fort Recovery just about set to go. Good luck to both the Jay County Patriots and the Fort Recovery Indians in today's girls basketball game from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Again, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta. Our first quarter scoreboard is sponsored tonight by Calc Pharmacy. And we are underway. Tap is controlled eventually by Fort Recovery in the backcourt as Kiara Wendell chases it down clear in the corner. The Indians start with the basketball on the outside is Brenna Homan. Homan to her left, ball lost, but the Indians do get it back. Around to the right side is Wendell. Kiara with it. She has the basketball on the right wing. Goes to Vaughn. Vaughn back to Kiara Wendell. To Homan, back to Kiara Wendell, back to Homan, around to the left side to Hope Wendell. All deflected in the backcourt, and it'll come to Aubrey Swiderman. She'll come down and score. The county strikes first with an early basket by Aubrey Swiderman. Makes it 2-0, the Patriot lead. Down low goes to Hope Wendell. Wendell to Vaughn. Vaughn to her right. Three in the air is good for Kiara Wendell. And the Indians have the lead on an open basket. Good movement there. And Fort Recovery leads 3-2. Down low for Bilbrey for Jay County, and she threw it away. Turnover out of bounds. That is one thing I did one of the Fort Recovery games earlier this year, and that's one of the things I did see, that Fort Recovery moves the ball very, very well. And we saw that first possession.
Wendell out, but leave Rammel in for Fort Recovery.
As they started their five seniors tonight. And now they'll go back to Whitley Rammel, who usually starts. Here's a steal for Renna Swiderman. So both Swiedermans have steals here so far. Renna's in trouble, needs help. Rogers comes to get it, left wide open, missed the shot. Rebound up, no good. And a foul on Fort Recovery as Aubrey Swiderman will be at the line.
Aubrey Swiderman got the rebound.
Whitley Rammel picks up the personal.
Her first, team's first.
Two shots for Aubrey. First is banked in. Her first free throw made this year. And she was 0-for-2 coming in.
Kiara Wendell 3. Aubrey Swiderman 4.
That's what we expected. Aubrey Swiderman scoring the first 4 Patriot points this afternoon. It's 4-3. She only averages 2 points a game. Down low, Rammel will score. And she got around the Patriot defense. Makes it 5-4. Recovery can take advantage of that matchup here this afternoon. And a Swiderman to Aubrey.
Why not? She's our leading scorer.
Aubrey takes it to the right wing. Needs help. Comes up top to Madison Dixon. Her shot is blocked. The rebound taken down by the Patriots. In the lane, shot by Renna Swiderman's no good. The rebound taken down. Actually, that was Dixon the second time as well. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. And then they lost out of bounds.
Did Allie Vaughn. And she dribbled it off her foot.
Grace Saxon into the game. Dixon will go out. for a quick rest. 5-4 the lead for the Indians. And Swiderman will take it to the right side for Jed. Goes to Rogers. Rogers up top to Saxman. Grace, the older of the two Saxmans for Jay County, has the basketball. Needs help. Still needs help. Tried to feed to Bilbrey. It's knocked out of bounds by Rammel. 5-4 in our Hall Brothers, actually our Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Bobby Fruderman in the corner threw it away. And it'll be, I think Fort Recovery touched that.
Yeah, they did.
It'll be out of bounds to Jay County.
Brandon Swiderman slapped that off the leg of Vaughn.
That saved it from being an over and back. And then it went off of Fort Recovery out of bounds.
I thought she hit it after it had crossed, but we had that same thing in the JV game where I think it was across the line, but
tried to feed down low to Bilbrey. Fort Recovery picks off the pass. Here come the Indians. Second Jay County turnover. Down low to Rammel. She'll miss the shot. Rebound taken down. But Fort Recovery then saved. Trying to be saved by Aubrey Swiderman. And she stepped out of bounds. And almost came all the way up here. 5-4, the Fort Recovery lead on our Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Indians want to drive, it's cut off. Here, Wendell around to the left side to Rammel. Up top to Homan, back to Wendell. Here, hands off. Back to Homan, to Wendell. Now to Rammel. Rammel to Vaughn. Vaughn at the free throw line to Fort Camp, and she'll miss. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Vaughn goes to Homan for three. Yep. Then a Homan with the three, and it's 8-4. The Indian lead. Indians have the early advantage. And a Swiderman with the basketball. Drives the baseline, spins, puts the shot off, no good. Rebound out of bounds off Jay County.
Madison Thurston will come back in.
And they're going out. Will be Saxman. Speaking of Saxman, Sophie Saxman, welcome in. And going out. Brothers. 8-4 the lead for Fort Recovery, halfway through the first quarter on our Calp Pharmacy scoreboard. Homan with the basketball for Fort Recovery goes to Vaughn. Vaughn's pass deflected. And then pick it up and a foul. It'll be called on Sophie Saxman.
Her first, team's first.
It'll be out of bounds.
Jay County switches to a 2-3.
Homan on the inbounds with the basketball. We'll back it up. Goes now to her right to Vaughn.
Now they go back out to the 3-2.
Three in the air for Fort Camp is missed. The rebound taken down by Kiara Wendell. Then taken away by Aubrey Swiderman in a foul after the fact.
That will be on Kiara Wendell, her first, team second.
In Calp Pharmacy locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and Union City and Bern, Indiana. In Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Right now, 8-4, the Fort Recovery lead. Serena Swiderman with the basketball. Drives toward the hoop, has a nice lane and scores. Nobody picked her up that time. It's 8-6. Fort Recovery falls down.
Gets the pass off, of course. She goes all the way down.
And the pass off just in time. Down low, ball deflected a couple of times out of bounds. We'll go to Fort Recovery.
Right, once by Aubrey Swiderman and once by Dirksen.
Timeout, Fort Recovery. 3:01 to play. It's 8-6, and then lead here on our first quarter sponsored by Calp Pharmacy. Back after this.
Hi, this is Aaron Walter. Remember that class in school that you absolutely hated? was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at Barn & Brown Insurance Agency agree. But we will help you ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interests. Hastings Mutual Insurance and Barn & Brown Insurance Agency will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. Barn & Brown Insurance Agency, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwestern values since 1885. Call Barn & Brown Insurance in Dunkirk at 765-768-6721.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse again, Pout Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, a weekly prescription program, Pout's delivering your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis.
I think the official was wondering why Comer was halfway out on the floor. He says, I'm thinking the timeout.
So Jay County will call a timeout. 3:01 to play here in the first quarter. It'll be a 30-second timeout back after this.
It's a new patient center appointment scheduling service from Adams Medical Group providers with one convenient toll-free call to 1-833-724-DOCS. You can make same day, next day, or telemedicine appointments with your doctor or available health professional. One number reaches all the health providers in the Adams Health Network. One convenient central number for appointments and quick care. 1-833-724-DOCS. Another groundbreaking service from Adams Memorial Hospital.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 8-6, the Indians lead, 3:01 to play here in the first quarter. Ball taken away by Aubrey Sweeterman again, and the Patriots have it, and a foul on Fort Recovery on Kiara Wendell.
That'll be her second, team's third.
That's the second time that Aubrey has taken it away and been fouled right afterwards. 2-point Indian lead on our Pout Pharmacy scoreboard. 2:54 to play. First quarter. Izzy Rogers open for three. Yep.
Wow.
Rogers left wide open, and she answers the three for Brenna Holman a moment ago.
That was a quick release.
Now 9-8. Jay County with the lead. Nearly thrown away. Rammel with the pass to Vaughn, and Vaughn is fouled by Aubrey Sweeterman.
Her first, team second.
2:32 to play in the quarter.
That one saved an easy bucket for Fort Recovery.
There's Guggenbiller in for the Indians. Going out will be Wendell.
Kiara Wendell, that is.
She's the only Wendell that's played so far. I guess Hope did start.
Yes.
Has not been back in there since. Three for Vaughn is blocked by Dirksen. Jay kind of gets the rebound. Quickly up the court to Rogers. Rogers stops, needs help. Eventually finds Dirksen. Now Aubrey Sweeterman back to Renna. Renna Sweeterman with the basketball around the defense. Goes to the left side and scores. Sweeterman's liking all that room in the lane so far today. It's 11-8. The county on the run now. Taking a 3-point lead.
I think Fort Recovery's waiting for Aubrey Sweeterman to get a break on the bench.
Guggenbiller trapped in the corner and just throws it up. They go in the backcourt. Should let Fort Recovery just touch it. And just lets it go out of bounds.
No, I'm not sure. If they would have touched that, I think they would have had the ball near midcourt.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they let it go out of bounds, and now they get it under their bucket.
Smart play by Aubrey Sweeterman, though, not to touch it. Inbounds comes right side to Dirksen. Long two is good. Madison Dirksen with the bucket. Makes it 13-8. Jay County on a 7-0 run. Actually, no, it's a 9-0 run. So it was 8-4. 9-0 Patriot run. 90 seconds to play in the quarter. Indians with the ball on the right side is Holman. To Fort Camp, back to Holman. Ball loose, picked up by Sophie Saxman. Here comes the freshman to the right side. Stops, shoots, and misses. Rebound taken down by Aubrey Sweeterman, no good. Rebound taken down by Vaughn of Fort Recovery. Here comes Allie Vaughn toward the hoop. And is cut off. Around to Fort Camp. Fort Camp up top to Guggenmiller, back to Vaughn. Vaughn has had trouble getting a shot tonight, today so far. Up top, Fort Camp around to Guggenmiller. Goes past, deflected, and stolen by the Patriots again. That is 8 Fort Recovery turnovers so far. Dirksen with it for Jay. 45 seconds left in the quarter. Madison Dirksen out. Gets it back. Three in the air is no good. The rebound taken down by Rammel of Fort Recovery. Indians with the ball. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Fort Camp with it. Over to Vaughn. Vaughn to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller in the corner. Lobs it for Rammel. Rammel will draw a foul on Rena Sweeterman.
Yeah, Sweeterman bent her arms over forward, but I'm kind of with the crowd. I thought she took steps before the foul happened.
But they do call the foul before the shot. It'll be out of bounds for Fort Recovery.
Saxman switch, and Dilbert comes in for Sweeterman. Grace is now in instead of Sophie.
13 seconds left for Fort Recovery to get something done here in the first quarter. They trail 13-8. Three-pointer for Vaughn's no good. Rebound for Reno with 8 seconds to play. Reno Sweeterman across midcourt, checks the clock at 5. Over to Dirksen for 3. No good. Rebound for Rammel, and that's the quarter. After one is Jay County 13 and Fort Recovery with 8. Thanks to Kaut Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. For handicapped medical equipment, depend on Kaut Pharmacy's Handicapped Medical Equipment Center at the south edge of Fort Recovery in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. And after one, it's Jay County 13, Fort Recovery with 8. Back after this timeout, you're listening to high school basketball here on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
This is Jerry Cow from Cow Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep of Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off seat lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Cow Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Jay County with the basketball to start the second quarter. And second quarter sponsored by, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Three-pointer for the Patriots is good.
Madison Dirksen
with the triple.
She was held without a rebound in that first quarter.
Doesn't happen very often. 16-8, the Patriot lead now. Right side is Paige Fortkamp. Kiara Wendell. Around the Vaughn, back to Wendell. Back to Vaughn on the Fort Camp on the right side. Now to Hope Wendell. Now Kiara Wendell.
Kiara Wendell out there again for Fort Recovery with 2 fouls.
And taking a little bit of a risk here. Right side is Vaughn. Vaughn around the defense. Goes to Hope Wendell. Hope back to Vaughn. Open for 3 and missed. Rebound taken down by Rammel. Out to Vaughn, won't take the 3 this time, instead drives in, puts the shot up and misses. Rebound out of bounds off of Jay County. They will be very aggressive on the rebound in there. First quarter stats.
See, Jay County was 5 of 13 for 38% from the floor, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, and 1 of 3 for 33% from 3-point range. Fort Recovery was 3 of 7.
As Vaughn missed, Fort Recovery gets the rebound with Rammel, and she misses but draws a foul.
Fort Recovery is 3 of 7 for 43% from the floor. No free throws, and 2 of 4 for 50% from 3-point range. And I had Fort Recovery out-rebounding Jay County 8 to 4 in that first quarter. As Rammel misses the first, she'll have one more.
Palmer with the line.
Holman back in. Wendell, or no, Vaughn will go out.
Both free throws missed, but Fort Recovery does get the rebound. They keep possession, trailing 16-8. Looks like their junior varsity. They've been stuck on 8 for a while. Three in the air for Kiera Wendell. That is no good. Rebound for Fort Camp up and no good. A rebound taken down by the Patriots. And Brennan Fruderman. Brennan takes it down left side. Rogers for three. No good. Rebound for Aubrey Fruderman. To the corner for Dirksen. Her three is no good. Rebound again for Aubrey, but she's called for a foul.
Be her second. Team's fifth.
She will come out. Nope.
Nope. Sophie Saxman has already set the check in. She's taking out Madison Dirksen. Fort Camp goes out as well for Fort Recovery. Back in was Vaughn.
And ends with the basketball. Hope Wendell. And it goes to Kiera Wendell. On the left side is Vaughn. Vaughn to the right to Hope Wendell. Down low, thrown away as Rena Friedman anticipated the pass and took it away. Upside is Izzy Rogers for Jay. She will spin. Go to the free throw line. Right side to Sophie Saxman. Up top to Rena Friedman. Checks with Coach Comer. 16-8 Patriots lead here. 5:30 to play in our K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Ball's lost by Rena Friedman. Goes in the backcourt. Fort Recovery had it. Then Rena knocks it away again, back out of bounds. It eventually stays with Fort Recovery.
Dirksen gets a quick breather back in for Aubrey Friedman.
Yeah, Coach Comer just had something to say on the sidelines. Then stuck her back in for Aubrey. They counted with only 3 turnovers today. Fort Recovery with 9. That's been the difference so far. To the corner for Kiera Wendell. Up top to Holman. Holman left side to Vaughn. Vaughn attacks, cut off, finds Holman again. Now Kiera Wendell to Fort Camp. Indians are not finding easy shots.
No.
Vaughn a little high, but Fort Camp goes to get it. Now left to Kiera Wendell. Left to Holman. Now to Vaughn. Vaughn wants to attack. Leaves it to a wide open Kiera Wendell. She'll miss. Ramble the board. Back up top around the Fort Camp. Long end ends possession here. Right side is Kiera Wendell. Still 16-8 Patriots lead on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Side the Fort Camp. Into the corner for Vaughn. On to her left goes to Kiera Wendell. And it is Vaughn. Vaughn tries to hit Rammel. Eventually tips it back outside the Fort Camp. 3 is off. Rebound to Rammel, and she is fouled on the floor. We win a second. And then Friedman's second foul. Aubrey also has 2.
He'll come out. Grace Saxman will come in.
Kiera Wendell on the inbounds. Comes into Holman. Left wide open for 3 and missed. Rebound taken down by Rammel. Rammel's shot no good. Rebound Vaughn. Her shot's no good. Rebound out of bounds. We'll go to Fort Recovery.
I think Comer is really upset about a lot of the over-the-back calls, but they're just not going to get that here.
Been pretty clean. 16-8 the lead for Jay County. Just under 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter in our K&L Tractor Sales and Silver scoreboard. Kiera Wendell goes to Vaughn. Vaughn leaves it for Holman. Recovery's had the ball for about a minute and a half here. 3 for Fort Camp is no good. Rebound will be a hell ball. We go to Fort Recovery. So again, Indians keep the possession. Again, check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service on the south edge of Fort Recovery on Route 49. Two-pointer on the side is no good for Kiara Wendell, and Jay County finally gets a rebound. It is Grace Saxman with the ball. Goes right side to Sister Sophie. Tried to lob inside the Bilberry, taken away by Fort Recovery, and the Indians have it back. Here comes Vaughn, and she'll miss. Rebound for Rammel misses. Rebound taken down by Bilberry. The Patriots have it, leading 16-8. Only one basket so far in this quarter. A three-pointer from Madison Dirksen.
Now it's been in the first minute.
No points since then for either team. Not many shots for Jay County.
No, just two. Well, three, counting the one that was made.
Spinning his Grace Saxman toward the hoop. She'll put it up and draw a foul.
Nice move by Grace Saxman that time. Foul is on Allie Bond, her first, team's fourth.
Grace Saxman to the free throw line.
But I think that last long possession for Fort Recovery really opened the eyes to Jay County on what they're going to have to do to get a rebound.
Yes. They let a lot more go than the Patriots are used to as far as rebounds go. One of two free throws for Saxon. The rebound on the second one taken down by Brenna Holman of Fort Recovery.
17-18 the score now. Jay County out in front.
17-8. 9-point Patriot lead. The fight is Vaughn. Allie Vaughn goes to Brenna Holman. Now back to Allie Vaughn. Bobs it for Rammel. Back around to Vaughn. On to Brenna Holman. Moving it open, but she won't take it. Kiara Wendell, though, will and miss. The rebound taken down by Madison Dirksen. Not many shots for Madison Dirksen so far. She does have 5 points to lead the Patriots. Rogers with it. Goes to Sophie Saxman. Sophie just holding the ball. Needs some help. Madison Dirksen comes to get it. And now it's poked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Both Saxmans on the court for Jay County with Izzy Rogers, Madison Dirksen, and Gabby Bilberry. This combination hasn't been on the floor together a whole lot this year with the Patriots.
Not often your Sweeterman listen.
Shot by Grace Saxon is blocked. The rebound taken down by Rammel, who I think had the block. Right side to Vaughn. Vaughn up top to Fort Camp around the left side to Kiara Wendell. Kiara, nice move, goes toward the hoop. Cross-court pass. Three-pointer for Vaughn is no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Brenna Holman of Fort Recovery. So the Patriots get it back. Not a lot going on in the second quarter.
Lots of shots for Fort Recovery, but no points.
And a lot of missed shots. Sophie Saxman toward the hoop, cut off. Gets the pass back out. Rogers around the Dirksen. Now to Grace Saxman, backs it up with 50 seconds to play in the half. That pass was intended for Madison Dirksen. Fort Recovery defender got in the way, and Dirksen couldn't see it. Goes out of bounds to Fort Recovery. 45 seconds left on our K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Again, it's 17-8, Jay County in the lead. Indians have not scored this quarter yet. Fort Recovery JV was stuck on 8 in the second quarter. They didn't score in the second quarter.
They didn't score
either.
In the second quarter, no.
Yeah, so they were stuck on 8 the whole time. See if the varsity can get a point. Up top, it's Fort Camp. And then third away, but I think it might have even touched the referee. But she was in bounds, so it stays in play. Recovery keeps the possession around to the right side. There's been a home with 8 seconds to play to Fort Camp. Fort Camp with a three, and she hit it. Pitch Fort Camp right before the buzzer. and that's the half. Two quarters in the books. It is Jay County with 17 and Fort Recovery with 11 as Fort Camp finally gets the Indians on the scoreboard in the final seconds of that first half. Again, 17-11, the Patriot lead here at the half. And thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? See Archway Portable Grinder Mixers. Again, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. In halftime, it is 17 for Jay County, 11 for Fort Recovery. We'll come back of our halftime show after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Join the Pacasac Gas Club at a Pacasac convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasac website, pacasac.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasac, there's one near you.
Hard work, dedication, and valued relationships. That's what makes our community great. Hi, I'm Tracy Carpenter with First Bank of Bern, where we believe that small businesses bring life to our communities and create a unique and happy place to live. Your local stores are opening, so pick your favorite restaurant, retail store, or another local business and make a lasting impact by shopping local. Let's work together and give our community the confidence it deserves. First Bank of Bern, member FDIC.
Here at Fort Recovery, halftime of the varsity game. It is 17 for Jay County, 11 for Fort Recovery. Brother Zevin, check out the first half of our stats here today.
First look at Fort Recovery. Well, they're led in scoring by three players. Brenna Homan, Paige Fortkamp, and Kira Wendell all have 3 points each. And Whitney Rammel has two for the 11-point total for Fort Recovery here at the half. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 3 of 7 for 43%. Second quarter, 1 of 16 for 6%. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 4 of 23 for 17%. From the floor, from the free throw line, Fort Recovery at the half is 0 for 2. Those free throws coming in the second quarter. From three-point range, in the first quarter, Fort Recovery was 2 for 4 for 50%. Second quarter, 1 of 7 for 14%. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 3 of 11 for 27% from three-point range. We'll take a look at Jay County's halftime stats when we come back after this.
How's this for a holiday gift idea? A custom-made metal sign. Or ornaments and decorations in virtually any size, shape, or color. All available at Hitzer's, 269 East Main Street in Bern. Stop in today and get your gift ideas created in time for Christmas. Hitzer's also has a large selection of Pelican advanced ice chests designed to keep ice for multiple days. Fun and innovative holiday gifts from Hitzer's.
The Optometry Office of Dr. David Fullenkamp, ODPC, is proud to be serving Jay County for 35 years and proud to announce that Dr. Abby Broering-Small, a Jay County and IU School of Optometry graduate, has joined his practice. With the addition of Dr. Small, Dr. Fullenkamp's office will have new extended hours. For your appointment with Dr. David Fullenkamp or Dr. Abby Small, call 726-4210. 726-4210. Keeping your world in focus.
Fisher Meats in Portland and Muncie is your source for an outstanding selection of quality retail meats, including Fisher's own luncheon meats, locally made and crafted in small batches. If you're needing custom butchering of your beef and pork, Fisher Meats vacuum packages all of your cuts for the freezer. Fisher Meats, located on Walnut Street in both Portland and Muncie. When you think of quality meats, there's really only one place that comes to mind. Fisher Meats.
Back here at Fort Recovery again, 17-11. Jay County leading the slow scoring varsity contest. In 17-11, the Patriots in the lead. And then a reminder, coming up later this afternoon, we'll have IU football as they are taking on Wisconsin a little later, about 20 minutes before the pregame show for IU and Wisconsin. Game time around 3:30. And Big Ten football. Let's go back to Zeb and check out the rest of our stats.
Again, Jay County leading 17-11 here at the half. Leading the way for the Patriots is Madison Dirksen with 5, 4 points for Aubrey Sweeterman, 4 points for Renna Sweeterman, 3 points for Izzy Rogers, and 1 point for Grace Saxman. Shooting for Jay County in the first quarter, they were 5 of 13 for 38%. Second quarter, 1 of 4 for 25%. So at the half, Jay County is 6 of 17 for 35% from the floor. From the free throw line, in the first quarter, Jay County was 2 for 2. Second quarter, 1 of 2 for 50%. So at the half, Jay County is 3 of 4 for 75% from the free throw line. From three-point range in the first quarter, Jay County was 1 of 3 for 33%. Second quarter, 1 of 3 for 33%. So at the half, Jay County is 2 of 6 for 33% from three-point range. And I had Fort Recovery out-rebounding Jay County in that first half, 22-10.
Turnovers first quarter, Fort Recovery at 8 in the first quarter, only 1 in the second quarter, so 9 at the half. Jay County 2 in the first and 3 in the second. The Patriots and 5 turnovers at the half. And after 1, Jay led it 13-8. Our halftime score, the Patriots 17 and the Indians 11. We'll come back, have more second half action coming up after this.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to keeping farmers strong with quality insurance coverage that fits your unique world. From a hobby farm to a large corporate farm and everything in between, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. See me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the field house again, 17-11 the score. The lead for Jay County. And next Jay County broadcast, the girls will be on the road at Muncie Central on Tuesday. Jay County boys also in action on Tuesday. They will be at Southern Wells. Fort Recovery girls next game will be at Blackford coming up on Tuesday. So back-to-back Indiana teams. That's a pretty good Blackford team that Whitley is going to be facing on Tuesday. They just beat Newcastle at Newcastle. What they believe is Blackford's first ever win against Newcastle. So got a big win there. Although, to be fair, Blackford's played a lot more games than Newcastle as they were just getting started. And they'd had some COVID issues themselves and they were playing. So.
Well, all around the country, everybody's dealing with that same issue. So you really can't use that as an excuse.
No.
Everybody's dealing with it somewhere or another.
But Blackford has played more games.
Yeah.
Patriots have played more games than Fort Recovery. The total, let's see, 6 for Jay County, 4 for Fort Recovery coming in. About the same. Patriot ball to start the second half. Our third quarter scoreboard is sponsored by Cooper Farms. Schwitterman's back in there with Rogers, Dirksen, and Bilbrey for the Patriots. Then Schwitterman with the basketball, dribbles toward the hoop. Still a scoop shot's good. She wasn't very happy to have to go out with the two fouls because she found that lane a couple of times. Makes it 19-11, the Patriot lead.
Fort Recovery is happy that Aubrey Schwitterman was out with those two fouls because she had a lot of steals in that first half.
Yeah, that was part of why the Indians only had one turnover in the second quarter. With Aubrey on the bench, she had a lot of forced turnovers in that first quarter. Fort Camp with the basketball goes to the right side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn to Kiara Wendell. Nice move. Hands off to Fort Camp. Up top. Back to home and around the Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles in, cut off by three Patriots. Back to Holman. She'll dribble in, puts the shot up and miss. Rebound, volleyball to round, and Rammel has it.
That is her 10th rebound I have her for.
She's very active on those boards, that is for sure. Listed at 6'3". Upside corner three for Fort Camp misses. Weak side rebound to Aubrey Schwitterman. I haven't seen any full-court press by Fort Recovery so far today. Patriots with it, leading 19-11. Rogers with the basketball, finds Aubrey Schwitterman. She'll come in, miss the shot. Rebound, Dirksen up and in. Nice play called by Coach Comer on the sideline. Just didn't finish it. But Dirksen cleans it up. Makes it 21-11. Biggest lead of the day for the Patriots.
Tough angle for Schwitterman on that layup.
Left side is Wendell. Kiara passes off to the corner. Homer back to Fort Camp. Fort Camp right side to Vaughn. Vaughn to Fort Camp. Patriot defense is just swarming wherever the ball is. And speaking of that, there's a steal this time for Dirksen. Almost seems at times, I think, for Fort Recovery, like there are six Patriots out there rather than five.
Yes.
Nice play. Renna Schwitterman open for three, and she missed it. Goes out of bounds. They go to Fort Recovery. The play was set up. I'm not quite sure that's how it was supposed to go, though. Judging by the reaction on the sideline. 21-11, the lead for the Patriots. On our Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. In the corner is Vaughn. Vaughn up top for Fort Camp around the Kiara. 1-0, 3 is no good. The rebound taken down by Izzy Rogers. Rogers to Renna Schwitterman. Renna stops, needs help. Rogers comes to get it.
I think Rogers has about had the physical play. She's not at it. She gave a couple shoulders that she normally wouldn't do.
We're about due for a double foul.
We're not going to get that here pretty soon.
Renner goes right side to Bilbrey. Bilbrey will take it to the hoop, draws the foul.
I think Bilbrey's had about enough of Rammel as well. That's Rammel's second.
But give me the ball and let me go at her.
On defense, they've really been throwing a few elbows each other's way.
Two shots for sophomore Gabby Bilbrey. Free throw is good.
Bilbrey's not really one to back down from a challenge either.
Fort Recovery does play a lot like North Central did, so Jay County did see a physical team like this earlier in the year, Indianapolis North Central. Timeout, Fort Recovery, 4:39 to play on Cooper Farms. Third quarter scoreboard is Jay County 22, Fort Recovery 11. Back after this timeout.
Rex Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-States corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts.
Are you looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Your Carrier dealer in this area is Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland.
22-11, the Patriot lead on our Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. 4:39 to play. As Bilbrey will have one more free throw in midfield. Her first 2 points today. 23-11 the score.
Definitely earned those.
We are 2.5 quarters into this game almost. The Fort Recovery with only 11 points so far. Just excellent Patriot defense. And Fort Recovery has missed a lot of open shots, too. I will say that. There's another one open left side. Three-pointers, no good. Rebound for Bilbrey. That's one thing the Patriot defense is doing, forcing the Indians to shoot a lot of threes. And they're just not falling so far. But that could change at any moment.
Yes.
With the basketball is Renna Sweeterman up top for Dirksen. Dirksen to Renna. Renna with it. Goes right side. Dribbles toward the hoop. Cut off. Finds Aubrey Sweeterman. And she is fouled.
Foul is on Fortkamp. Her first, team second.
So it's out of bounds under the Patriot basket. Rogers will direct traffic, comes into Dirksen. Dirksen to the free throw line and scores. 9 points now for the junior. She is Jay County's leading scorer on the season at 14.2 a game. Then the Sweeterman not far behind at 13.2. Vaughn dribbles left side. Lost it, got it back. Now to Hope Wendell. Oh, actually, that's been a Holman. Now to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Jay County.
But also that time by Rogers.
I wasn't sure whether it grazed the uniform of Fortkamp or not.
Saxmans will come in. Bilbrey and Renna Sweeterman will come out.
Couldn't have made it easy on us and just said in for the Sweeterman.
Oh, no, that's what I thought. Bramble will come out and Hope Wendell will come in.
And Hope, one of the five Fort Recovery seniors honored before the ballgame. Left side it goes to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn has not had any shots at all tonight. But the Holman with the basketball to Fortkamp. Down low for Hope Wendell. She'll put it up and in. First basket today for Hope Wendell. And it's 25-13. The Indians are finally off to the 11 mark. They went 5 minutes here in the third quarter without scoring. Grace Saxman called for traveling.
Oh,
yeah, sorry. Yeah. And a 6 turnovers on Jay County. There's a late whistle, but she did travel.
She did travel.
It was so late, I thought he was going to call a foul for a second. But she definitely pulled the foot. Not sure Holman established in the front court when she got the pass. And ends with the ball. Carol Wendell, pass deflected out of bounds by Rogers.
That's the same spot as the last time.
Yep. 2.5 to play in our Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. And for your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161. Again, 1-800-637-7161, Cooper Farms. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Knock Out of Bounds, and we'll try it from this side.
Again, by Roger.
And Bounds comes into Kiera Wendell. Wendell to Vaughn. Long pass deflected by Aubrey Schwederman, but she did get it back. Down low for Hope Wendell. She'll put it up. Missed the shot. Aubrey Schwederman the board.
I didn't keep track, but Aubrey Schwederman has to have at least six boards today.
She has a bunch. On the left side is Dirksen. Dirksen will spin, hits a cutting Aubrey Schwederman, puts it up, got the shot in, and a foul.
I don't know how that went in. She did not have that ball but a tip, and it went in. Foul is on Hope Wendell, her first, team's third.
Just kind of stuck her hand up there and shoved it toward basically the hoop when it went in. So Aubrey with an and one and missed it. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. 6 points now for Aubrey Schwederman. Matches Renna with six. And ends with the ball on the left side. That is Allie Vaughn with 1:45 to play. Third quarter. Jade leads at 27-13. Around the defense is Kara Wendell. She'll miss. Rebound taken down by the Patriots. And Sophie Saxman with the board. Over to Grace.
I guess that angle they have after that one possession that Fort Recovery had, that long one in the second, Jay County figured out what it's going to take to get a rebound.
Rogers to Dirksen, open three, no good, short. The rebound taken down by Vaughn. It was online for Dirksen, just a little short. Open for three has been a home and she'll miss. Rebound for Vaughn, then taken away by Aubrey Schwederman, a little too aggressive by Aubrey, and she's called for her third foul.
Aubrey's like, I got slapped in the face on this.
She said that foul is a literal slap in the face. Yeah. Aubrey comes out, Bilbrey back in.
You know, I'm not sure. I don't think they ever put up a foul for anybody. But I know it was Aubrey's.
Yeah, they held up a five when she came to the, you know, referee came to the sideline. The Fort Recovery just threw it away as Pearson came into the game and wasn't looking for it.
Oops. Renna Schwederman will come in for Sophie Saxman.
1:03 to play in our Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard, 27-13, the Patriot lead. Long Jay County wants to try and hold this possession here. On the left side is Grace Saxon. Grace with the basketball goes to Rogers. Rogers fumbled the ball but got it back. Can't dribble. And they let her do it anyway.
I think because it was tipped.
May have been. Now Grace Saxon with the ball. They are counting.
So I've thought that several times. Is
Renna open for three. Missed it. Rebound taken down by Wendell of Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell. Indians have it, 30 seconds to play. Down low for Rammel. Rammel's shot up, no good. Rebound for Rammel. Out to Wendell, 4-3. That's Hope Wendell, no good. Rebound for Renna Schwederman, 15 seconds to play. Renna will take it to the right side. Will spin. Stop. Needs some help. Finds Dirksen. Dirksen has it, 5 seconds to go. Open for three, missed it. Rebound tapped around. Dirksen got it. Dirksen came all the way from the right-hand corner to the free throw line to get that rebound. Did have some help on the tip. But Dirksen got it, put it up from the free throw line, and scored at the buzzer to give Jay County a 29-13 lead. Thanks to Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, they offer a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feed, plus professional nutritional support as well. Again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Back after this.
Joe, look saw what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy, I have been waiting on it. Honey, I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161.
The John Jay Center for Learning is now enrolling students for their industrial maintenance classes. You can enroll as an individual student, or if you operate a business or industry, enroll several of your employees for these industrial maintenance classes. Increase your skills to increase your pay by enrolling today in the industrial maintenance classes at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. To enroll in these classes conducted in a $1 million maintenance lab at the John Jay Center in downtown Portland, call 729-5525.
Back here at Fort Recovery, the Indians with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Ali Vaughn will dribble baseline, cut off by Dirksen. Gets it back out around to Kiara Wendell. Now to Pearson. Indians hoping Pearson can give them some offense here. It's just not been there today. Ball stolen away nearly by the Patriots, but the Indians keep the ball. Fort Camp open for three. It's short. Rebound for Pearson and stolen away by Dirksen. That is turnover number 12 for Fort Recovery. Jay County only has six. Oops, tried to pick and roll. Didn't work. Stolen away by Fort Recovery. Here comes Pearson. She'll come down and draw a foul on Renna Swiderman. It'll be her third.
Team second.
Good foul by Renna. She made sure that the shot would not be made. That's what you want to see if you're a defender. Free throw is off by Pearson. Third quarter stats.
DeKenny was 5 of 10 for 50% from the floor, 2 of 3 for 67% from the free throw line, and 0 for 4 from three-point range. Fort Recovery, 1 of 10 for 10% from the floor, no free throws, and 0 for 5 from three-point range. And through three quarters, I got Fort Recovery out-rebounding Jay County 29-18.
Second free throw was good, but the lane violation on Fort Recovery, so wipe the free throw away, and it goes to Jay County. So 0 of 1 on free throws, and then the turnover on the Indians. Driving toward the hoop, Renna Swiderman scoops it up, no good. Rebound, foul on Aubrey Swiderman.
Here, fourth. Team's third.
Over-aggressive on the rebound there. Coach Comer leaves her in the ball game, but says be smart about it.
If you want to finish this game, you're going to have to play not quite as aggressive.
Guggenbiller in the game has the ball, passes left side. Ball deflected, it is loose, and then it's got a back. Now a foul on the corner on Jay County.
I think they're going to get Dirksen on this one. Yep. Be her second, team fourth. Sophie Saxman will come in, take out Renna. Don't want her to pick up her fourth.
And play offense, defense when he can. 29-13, this low-scoring game. Indians with the ball. Jay County with the lead.
I'm not sure if that was Aubrey Swiderman knocking that way or Sophie Saxman.
I think Aubrey did. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Whatever made Dirksen laugh.
Inbound, thrown away by Aubrey Swiderman. 14 turnovers now in Fort Recovery. About the seventh or eighth steal for Aubrey, it seems like.
I think she lives for this game.
Going toward the hoop is Saxman, now to Rogers. Rogers gets a screen from Aubrey Swiderman. She'll go to the hoop now. Passes off and in the corner in trouble. Saxman dribbles to the hoop. Back out to Dirksen from the elbow and scores. 13 now for Dirksen. It's 31-13, the Patriot lead. 6 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter on our Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard.
Like you said earlier, Fort Recovery would be right in this game if they would have hit at least four of those open three-pointers they've had.
Dirksen called for another foul. This will be free throws this time for the Indians.
Third.
They have had so many threes to get a chance to figure up their three-pointers so far tonight.
3 of 16 for 19%. Free throw good for that Kara Wendell?
Yes. I believe so.
Bilbrey comes in for Dirksen, and Brenna Sweeterman comes in for Grace Saxman. Saxman had been in there a while.
Kara Wendell, second free throw, no good. Ram with a rebound up and in. So 3-point possession makes it 31-16. 5:45 to play. Still time for the Indians if they can get some stops. But the Patriots will also have to cooperate. Left side is Aubrey Sweeterman.
You know, I'd like to see her take a three because she's done everything else today.
Pretty much. Rodgers in the corner. Little battle. Finds Aubrey Sweeterman down the lane and she missed the shot. Excellent pass.
Yes, it was.
Indians get the rebound. They had the play they wanted. Just didn't go in. Open for three is good for Paige Fortkamp, and that's six in a row for Fort Recovery. It's 31-19. Down to a 12-point game. Like we said, if the threes start falling, the Indians are really back in this. It's down to 12, and Coach Comer will try and stop things momentum-wise with the timeout. 4:53 to play in our Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. It's Jay County 31, Fort Recovery 19. Back with more coming up after this.
Looking to update your kitchen or bath with new countertops or a complete retrofit? Haubiger's Ace Lumber in Bern brings you custom CAD kitchen design, along with personalized service with 3D rendering that will help you create and complete the project of your dreams. Haubiger's offers several lines of quality cabinets plus custom countertops, including the durability and beauty of quartz. Call us today at 800-772-5223 and let us help you with your next project from concept to completion.
Back here at Fort Recovery, the Fort Site Fieldhouse. 4:53 to play in the fourth quarter on our Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. And for quality building materials, from lumber to Makita Tools, see them for your remodeling projects as well. Again, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Rena Sweeterman on the inbounds, missed the shot. Indians get the rebound. Nearly a fifth foul on Aubrey Sweeterman there. And then can cut it to single digits here with a three. It was 31-13. Now it's 31-19. And the Indians just lost out of bounds. More good defense by Jay County. Both teams are a little winded at this point as well, too. Been a pretty fast-paced, aggressive game. Knocked out of bounds on the inbounds by Ali Vaughn. Vaughn has not scored tonight or today so far. If you remember right in past games, Shea's done a very good job on Vaughn. 4.5 to play here in this fourth quarter. And the Sweeterman with the basketball goes to Dirksen, back to Renna. Open three is short. Rebound off the face of Fortkamp. And the Indians have it.
Right call there by Brenna Sweeterman. She was open because her defender had fell down.
Yep. Ball tipped, but Fort Recovery gets it back. Kara Wendell in the corner. Cross court left wide open as Vaughn deflected out of bounds by Aubrey Sweeterman. Actually blocked out of bounds by Aubrey. Dangerous play with four fouls, but really she cannot turn off her defense.
No.
Deflected, it's loose, and then do get it back. Kara Wendell gets away with a travel and scores. Makes it 31-21, back to a 10-point game. Indians have scored eight in a row. And a reach and foul on Fort Recovery.
Foul will be on Vaughn for second, team fourth.
Nobody really in foul trouble for Fort Recovery.
Not really.
Inbound, picking for Rogers. Nobody touched it, so she could go in the backcourt to get it.
That was a good decision by Rogers not to touch that.
Rogers will take it toward the hoop, block out of bounds. They're kind of trying to use screens to get open shots. And then they're on to that now. Inbounds to Dirksen. He hasn't had a basket in a while. There's a foul on Vaughn again.
Her third, team's fifth. That was one of those the trip forced the referees to call something.
3:25 to play in the fourth quarter on our Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. 31-21 the Patriot lead. Inbounds comes to Dirksen. If Dirksen would have spun around, she could have gone over the hoop. Now we're going to Friederman with the basketball. He's way out front for Rogers. They're just trying to spread it out, but Fort Recovery's not having anything to do with that. And there's a holding foul on Fort Recovery.
Rogers had just about had it with the physical play.
Going to Holman on the foul.
Team six.
Yeah, I almost was waiting for her to just shove off and say enough. They're getting a bonus on the next foul. Renner goes to the corner for Rogers through her leg. She picks it up in trouble. Finally gets it to Aubrey Friedemann. Aubrey around the defense. Goes to the corner for Bilbrey. Back out front to Renner Friedemann. Renner just holds the ball, waits on the defense. Lost the ball as she went toward the hoop. It's on the floor, picked up by Fort Recovery. A rare Patriot turnover. Here come the Indians. Vaughn will score. And timeout Fort Recovery. 31-23 the score. 2:38 to play here in the fourth quarter. Indians have it down to an 8-point game. We'll come back and have more from Fort Recovery right after this timeout.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Here at Fort Recovery, 31-23 the score. Fort Recovery has outscored Jay County 10-2 here in this quarter to cut the deficit. It was 16, and it's all the way down to 8, so they cut it in half. Like I said, Fort Recovery's dangerous from the outside if they can finally get that three-pointer going. So this is still anybody's game, I think.
Yeah, the only thing that hurts Fort Recovery now is the next foul puts Jay County at the line.
Jay County has fouled 5 times themselves. So.
Yes, they still have a foul to give, but.
There's Jay County ball after the timeout. Going deep for Renna. And the Friederman will have it. Takes it toward the hoop. Missed the shot. Foul on Rammel.
Be her third. Team seventh.
Rammel could not quite catch up in time to square herself up to take a charge. So Renna Friederman to the hoop for two. This is really a bonus for Jay County because instead of the seventh foul being a 1-1, it's 2 shots, but Renna misses the free throw.
Misses the first?
He's only 6-14 at the line this year. We'll have one more. Makes that one.
Concentrate a little bit harder on that one.
7 points today for Renna Friederman. It's 32-23. Indians could use a three-pointer here. It's deflected in the backcourt. Tipped, and the Indians go to get it. With the ball is Kiara Wendell. Down to 2:15 to play. In the corner is Fort Camp. Down to Wendell. Kiara with it. Back to Fort Camp. Fort Camp bounce pass cross court to Vaughn. On no look there. Cross court. Into the corner for Kara Wendell. Her three is short. Rebound chased down by Renna Friederman, who is fouled. I believe the foul will be on fourth down.
Her second. Team's eighth. So a 1-on-1 for Renna Friederman.
32-23 the score. 1-1 again for the sophomore, Renna Friederman.
At this point, Fort Recovery can't come up with empty possessions.
Now, big miss there for Wendell a moment ago, because that would have cut the lead from, 32. It would have been a six-point game.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it's back to 10, and now 11. 9 for Renna today. 34-23, big swing there, 5-point swing on that missed three. 34-23, Fortkamp left open for three hits. Second three for Fortkamp and timeout Fort Recovery. 1:48 to play, that's the Indians' fourth timeout, so they're down to one. And it's down to an 8-point game again with 1:48 to play, 34-26. 30-second timeout for Fort Recovery, so we'll just keep it right here. Again, 34-26 the score. Jay Kenny in the lead. Indians only had 13 points through the third quarter, so they've doubled that total here in the fourth quarter alone. Finally getting some shots to fall. I knew that was possible because they're just too good of a shooting team to miss as many as they were. And now some of those threes are falling. It's the third three of the game for Paige Fortkamp. So it's out of bounds to the Patriots with 1:48 to play in our Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. Again, for finely crafted Anderson windows and finely crafted patio doors in thousands of sizes and styles. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Again, south of Fort Recovery. Jay County tries the home run pass again. It's picked off by the Indians.
So Rogers was intercepted?
Yes. Three for Fortkamp. Good.
Yeah.
Hey, Fortkamp with a three. Timeout for recovery. That's their final timeout. With 1:37 to play, it's a 5-point game at 34-29. Jay County's 16-point lead is evaporated down to five with 1:37 to play. We'll come back and have more after this timeout.
Coors Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Coors Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boers Welding.
Back here at Fort Recovery, again, the Indians are out of timeout. They kind of have three left. A minute 37 to play. The Patriot lead is down to five at 34-29. You can kind of see this. We knew this was possible that the Indians could come back. They're just too good of a shooting team. And Paige Fortkamp has been hot here in the fourth quarter.
Three threes in a row.
Dixon on the inbounds to Renna Friederman. Indians have fouled eight times. So the next one is still be a 1-1. And there's a reaching foul on Holman.
Be her second. Team's ninth.
Jay County's pass was almost too light. But Rogers got there in time and he fouled. Rogers on the year is 9 of 10 at the free throw line. 90% shooter. You're 1-1 here. Free throw is good.
Rogers had a three in the first quarter, and that's her first point since.
Not many shots either.
No.
Second free throw off again. Back to a 7-point game, 36-29. Down low for Rammel. Rammel to Vaughn. Back out to Fortkamp. Three is short. Rebound taken down eventually by Dirksen, and she is fouled. Fort Camp forced to foul her.
Fort Camp's third.
Fort Recovery ran a play they wanted. That was intended for Fort Camp, and she was wide open. Just missed it. Wrong side of the court. Her other threes were all on the left side.
Yes, they were.
Two shots this time for Dirksen. That is team foul number 10. Free throw is good. 14 now for Madison Dirksen. One more for the junior. Missed that one. A rare miss for Dirksen at the line. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Vaughn goes to the corner for Holman. Holman gets away with the travel up top to Vaughn. Vaughn to Kiara Wendell. Wendell through the defense, leaves it for Rammel. That is a three. It's no good. Rebound. Out of bounds to Fort Recovery.
I'm not sure Rammel was the option for the three.
That really should have been a foul over the back or through the back on Linda Sweeterman, but the referee let that go. As she shoved off on the rebound. Inbounds to Vaughn. Vaughn goes to the corner. Three in the air is no good for Kiara Wendell. Rebound chased down by Aubrey Sweeterman, and then she threw it away. She was falling out of bounds, so she just threw it where she could. To the corner, and no one could get there for Jay County. 50 seconds to play. The Patriot lead is 8. 37-29. To the right side, three in the air is blocked by Dirksen. Jay County gets the rebound with Renna Sweeterman, and she is fouled. So two shots at the line for Renna Sweeterman. Three for four so far today. 9 of 17, above 50% for the year now. Makes that one. 38-29. Now 39-29. 11 now for Renna. 38 seconds to play. Indians need a basket. Wendell falls down, gets the pass to Vaughn. Vaughn's pass to Fletcher. She got a back to the defense. Still put it up and in. Shot for Allie Vaughn is good. Again, the Indians have no timeouts left. Ooh, that should have been a foul on Renna again, but referee didn't see it.
They're not
going
to call that this game, anyway.
Referee did not see that. And Jay County will call time to avoid a 10-second count. Yeah, after Renna got that rebound, she shoved off to get the defender out of the way. But fortunately for the Patriots, the referee did not see it. I heard the Fort Recovery fans over there shouting, but the referee didn't see it.
Timeout. Yes, but after Bramwell got away with a obvious travel in the corner, the possession before, right?
They have been
I think you're going to get those calls.
They have been calling it a little closer here in the fourth quarter.
A little.
I will say that. Full timeout for Jay County. The Patriots have two timeouts left still. But there's only 13 seconds to play. 39-31 is the score. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Do you need to enhance the energy efficiency in your home? See the Fort Recovery Lumber Company for Larson Insulating Storm Windows and Larson Storm Doors. Again, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. 39-31 to take a lead here. And the Indians only had 13 points through three quarters. They've added 18 here in the fourth quarter. But Jay County's so far held them off, leading 39-31. Inbounds comes in the backcourt to Renna Sweeterman. It looks like Fort Recovery will not foul. And the final 8 seconds. And they're just dribbling out the clock. Another Dirksen, and that's the ball game. Final score, Jay County 39, Fort Recovery 31. Patriots advance to 6-1 on the season. Fort Recovery drops to 3-2. Again, 39-31, the Patriot victory here this afternoon. Thanks to, again, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. See them for your remodeling projects here in Fort Recovery. 39 for Jay County, 31 for Fort Recovery. The final here in today's contest. We'll come back and have our postgame show from Fort Recovery after this.
The Optometry Office of Dr. David Fullen Camp, ODPC, is proud to be serving Jay County for 35 years and proud to announce that Dr. Abby Broering Small, a Jay County and IU School of Optometry graduate, has joined his practice. With the addition of Dr. Small, Dr. Fullen Camp's office will have new extended hours. For your appointment with Dr. David Fullen Camp or Dr. Abby Small, call 726-4210. 726-4210. Keeping your world in focus.
Fisher Meats in Portland and Muncie is your source for an outstanding selection of quality retail meats, including Fisher's own luncheon meats, locally made and crafted in small batches. If you're needing custom butchering of your beef and pork, Fisher Meats vacuum packages all of your cuts for the freezer. Fisher Meats, located on Walnut Street in both Portland and Muncie. When you think of quality meats, there's really only one place that comes to mind. Fisher Meats.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse, where again Jay County defeated Fort Recovery in varsity play by a score of 39 to 31. The Patriots improve to 6-1 on the season. Then 39-31. The final, Fort Recovery drops to 3-2 on the season. The junior varsity play, that was won by the Jay County Patriots as well, 31-22. For the Indians, Mara Pearson had 15, 5 for Kinsey Garkey, 2 for Faith Wendell. For Jay County, 9 for Brianna Dirksen, 8 for Gridley Van Skyock, 4 for Molly Mullenkamp, 2 each for Cash Hollowell, Bella Denton, and Jaden Clater. Danielle May also with 4 for the Patriots tonight, or today. Again, 31-22 the final. Indians led 8-3 after 1. Jay County turned it around, led 16-8 at the half. 26-14 after 3. And again, the final, Jay County 31, Fort Recovery 22. Patriot JV goes to 4-2 on the year. Fort Recovery drops to 1-4. We'll come back, check our postgame stats coming up right after this timeout. And you're listening to Jay County and Fort Recovery Basketball here on WPGW. Thanks to everyone for listening to today's contest.
Hi, this is Jerry Cal from Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology C-Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off C-Lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect C-Lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Cal Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
So service. Devin, check out our post-game stats here. Again, Jay County defeats Fort Recovery 38-39-31.
First for Fort Recovery. They're led in scoring by Paige Fortkamp with 12. 6 points for Kira Wendell, 4 points for Ali Bond, 4 points for Whitney Rammel, 3 points for Brenna Homan, and 2 points for Hope Wendell. Shooting for Fort Recovery. In the first quarter, they were 3 of 7 for 43%. Second quarter, 1 of 16 for 6%. Third quarter, 1 of 10 for 10%. And fourth quarter, 7 of 14 for 50%. So on the afternoon, Fort Recovery was 12 of 47 for 26% from the floor. From the free throw line, for Fort Recovery on the afternoon, they were 1 of 5 for 20% from the free throw line. From three-point range in the first quarter, Fort Recovery was 2 for 4 for 50%. Second quarter, 1 of 7 for 14%. Third quarter, 0 for 5. And fourth quarter, 3 of 9 for 33%. So on the night, or on the afternoon, Fort Recovery was 6 of 25 for 24% from three-point range. For Jay County, they were led in scoring by Madison Dirksen with 14, 11 points for Renna Sweeterman, 6 points for Aubrey Sweeterman, 5 points for Izzy Rogers, 2 points for Gabby Bilbrey, and 1 point for Grace Saxman. Shooting for Jay County in the first quarter, they were 5 of 13 for 38%. Second quarter, 1 of 4 for 25%. Third quarter, 5 of 10 for 50%. And fourth quarter, 1 of 6 for 17%. So on the afternoon, Jay County was 12 of 33 for 36% from the floor. From the free throw line, Jay County in the first quarter was 2 for 2. Second quarter, 1 of 2 for 50%. Third quarter, 2 of 3 for 67%. And fourth quarter, 8 of 10 for 80%. So on the afternoon, Jay County was 13 of 17 for 76% from the free throw line. From three-point range for Jay County in the first quarter, 1 of 3 for 33%. Second quarter, 1 of 3 for 33%. Third quarter, 0 for 4. And fourth quarter, 0 for 1. So on the afternoon, Jay County was 2 of 11 for 18% from three-point range. And I had Fort Recovery out-rebounding Jay County 37 to 23.
Turnovers for the Patriots today. They finished with 9. Fort Recovery ends up with 15, but most of those came in the first quarter. Almost half of them came in the first quarter. Quarter scores, 13-8, Jay led after 1, 17-11 at the half, 29-13, Patriots after 3, and again, 39-31, the final. It kind of goes to 6-1, Fort Recovery to 3-2 on the year. We'll come back, have more in our postgame show after this.
Trained and knowledgeable staff of medical surgeons at Adams Memorial Hospital are dedicated to personalized care in OBGYN services. Dr. Natalie Hoshaw specializes in obstetrical and gynecological surgery, including ablation, cervical cryosurgery, colposcopy, DNCs, hysterectomy, and hysteroscopy. Dr. Hoshaw also collaborates with Claire Thompson, nurse midwife.
Businesses are an essential part of our economy, and there is no better time than now to work together and help our community thrive. Hi, I'm Tracy Carpenter with First Bank of Bern, and as shops begin to open up again, I encourage you to make an impact by shopping small and supporting your favorite local businesses and their passions. We truly are better together. First Bank of Bern, member FDIC.
Good
The next Jay County broadcast will be on Tuesday. The girls are on the road taking on Muncie Central. The boys also on Monday or on Tuesday on the road at Southern Wells. Fort Recovery's next girls game will be on Tuesday as well, as they will be taking on the Blackford Bruins at Blackford. And Indians also in action on Thursday. I believe that's a WPGW broadcast on Thursday, as they will host Douglas St. John's here at home, I believe, the game on Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll have Jay County head coach Kirk Comer join us on the post-game show. And Coach, your team got off to a very good start through the first three quarters, kind of had to hold on in the fourth quarter, but a nice win for your team here tonight, today.
Yeah, it was. I thought defensively we played really well for three quarters, and then we kind of got playing not to lose rather than, you know, playing to win. We beat a good team today, and we're really happy with the win.
Yeah, held them to 13 points in the three quarters, and kind of tough to keep focused, but that's just something you learn from.
Yeah, but we got to be better at that. I mean, we work really hard to get in that position, and then, when it's a possession game like we're starting to play, the other team can come back pretty quick with a three-pointer, and that's what started to happen. We had a few mental breakdowns that we got to do better next time.
And Fort Recovery is a good enough team that they can come back if they start to hit shots, and that just started to happen.
Yeah, and we knew that. I mean, we knew that as coaching staff that, I think we kind of let down a little bit thinking the game was over as far as, our kids, and we kept emphasizing during the timeouts and a halftime that, this team can come back quick, and they're not going to continue to shoot the way they've been shooting, and we got to continue to play defense, contest shots, and help each other on defense.
And talk about your defense through those first three quarters. Played very well, only allowed the 13 points. What led to that? So such a good defense in those first three.
I think we were helping each other. We were in ball or the right position a lot of times. There was a few. I mean that wasn't perfect by any means, but we done a lot better job of contesting shots. We done a lot better job of not letting splits today, and we're still having trouble getting to the post. Our weak side block is having trouble fronting that post, but Renna does a really good job of setting the defense up to setting the offensive up to set them up to seal the ball, but. When you're playing a really good team, you're not going to be able to do that, and you got to be in that position to take that pass away. So we get in some bad habits sometimes by doing that, but at the same time, you I don't know whether to hold Ren off at doing that or not holding her off because Ren is so athletic.
Well, you're 6-1 now. You've won four in a row. It still seems like there's a lot of room for improvement. I know you always say that, get better every game. It still seems like you're still on the cusp of where you need to be.
We're not even close to playing our best basketball, and that's what's so exciting. We're getting a little better each time. And I thought Aubrey had a really good game tonight. Anything she can bring to us offensively, she always brings the defense. But anything she can bring to us offensively is a bonus. She was very excited and pumped for today. And she led us, to be honest. You don't always lead by points. She was a great leader today. Gabby, continues to work hard, and she's playing with more confidence. As you can see, we were trying to get the ball to Gabby more. When we can get Gabby scoring 10 points a game and averaging 10 rebounds a game, that's when we're going to be at our best, because it's going to make everybody else better too.
Yeah, you had two in double figures tonight, and like to have three, maybe four, if it works out right. If you get one of those two in there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think we can have Madison and Renna and Izzy in double figures. We got to get Izzy more shots, and because she's an outstanding shooter, and we got to continue to work on, we're learning. We're a lot better than we were a year ago at understanding, how to get the ball to people at the right places, and we're a lot better at using everybody's strengths, but we're a long way from being where we need to be.
One last thing before we let you go, one of the bigger games on your schedule, at least as far as rivals go, talk about what this means to the team and what it means to you getting this win. It's a big rivalry against Fort Recovery.
Yeah, it's always a big game, and it's a great, great game for the communities, and gives bragging rights for a year, and it's just we have so much respect for them, you know, and their coaches and their team, and they play so hard and play a really tough schedule and a tough conference, and to be able to come over here, it's always tough to come over here and get out here and win. So we feel very fortunate to be able to do that today.
All right, congrats on the win. We'll see you on Tuesday.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, that's Jay County Head Coach Kirk Comer here on the post game show. We'll come back and wrap things up after this timeout.
Looking to build that new barn that truly works for today's farmer? A sharp new hobby barn to meet your needs around the family homestead? Perhaps a new man cave or she shed just because you can. Hobbeggers Ace of Burn brings you custom building design along with personalized services that will help you plan and complete your new project. Featuring the unparalleled Mesa siding panel, which can give you a crisper and sharper look than most barns. Give us a call today at 1-800-772-5223.
Back here on the postgame show again, Jay County defeated Fort Recovery by a score of 39-31. Can the Patriots go to 6-1 on the season? Fort Recovery drops to 3-2. Again, find my schedule here. Again, Fort Recovery is on the road at Blackford on Tuesday. Double checking, yeah, they are here at home on Thursday against Delphus St. John's. Jay County next week. They're on the road on Tuesday at Muncie Central. At home on Friday against Adams Central. Jay County Boys also in action next week as well on Tuesday. And then out again in Southern Wells. And also next Saturday, home opener against Newcastle. And I say that. Those games are all scheduled for next week. Who knows what gets played, but they're all scheduled for next week. It's kind of like when we used to have the, you know, check the weather forecast, whether it was, you know, a snowstorm coming in, and we'd say stuff is scheduled, but everything this year is scheduled coming up. I just don't know what all will happen for any team this year. So it's just how it is here in 2020. I mean, like we talked about in the college game, supposed to be number one against number two, Baylor and Gonzaga, today, and that was called off just today because of a positive test came back for Gonzaga and their traveling parties. So, you know, it's day by day, and everybody is going as it is. But Fort Recovery played a pretty nice game here today, and you like what they have here. A nice fourth quarter. Let's just qualify that. A nice fourth quarter for Fort Recovery. Really, the Jay County defense took them out of it in those first three quarters, but the offense finally got going, and they were making some shots during the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was the key down the stretch, was they made shots. I mean, they shot horrible through three quarters of play, but finally came alive when they needed to at the fourth. But like I said, about halfway through the fourth was next foul was going to put Jay County into line, and Jay County came through at the line, hitting 8 of 10 in that fourth quarter.
For Jay County, a big win on the road against Fort Recovery. That's the fourth win in a row. Have the momentum going into next week against Muncie Central. And that will be, the Muncie Fieldhouse is always a little bit tough to play, so we'll see how that comes out. Central, about a 500 team or so, I think, this season. So
back in the Fieldhouse this time.
Yes, back in the Fieldhouse this time, as the renovations are finished last year, but the girls haven't played there since then, so their first game in the renovated Muncie Fieldhouse before the Patriots will start conference play on Friday, a week against a very good Adams Central team. They have a couple of big wins this season, so not an easy week next week either for Jay County. So we look forward to next week. Again, thanks to our sponsors here, both from Jay County and Fort Recovery here today. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly and Lindsey Green as well. Thanks to everyone for listening out there today. I also want to mention our studio producer, our producer here from Fort Recovery Radio, Neil Spencer. So thanks to him as well. And thanks to everyone for listening out there today to both games today, both the JV and varsity. Again, Jay County won both games, 31-22 in JV, 39-31 in varsity. Again, thanks to Zeb Hudson for his great work as well. Again, Patriots with two victories here in this border battle here for 2020. From the Fort State Fieldhouse, I am Justin Mangold. Have a good rest of your weekend. Again, Jay County won the varsity 39-31.
You've been listening to High School Basketball on PG-14 and Jay Country 101 Radio, Jay County versus Fort Recovery. This special sports coverage has been brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during this special sports broadcast. Your sports leader for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio is WPGW, AM and FM, Portland, Indiana.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.